January 26, 2024, South Dakota Bankers Association legislative update. After the third week, or the 12th day of this legislative session, there have been 382 legislative bills filed, an increase of 152 from last week, largely due to unlimited bill introductions ending on January 25. Other important dates to note: January 29 is the final day for bill drafts to be delivered to the Legislative Research Council, and January 31st is the last day to introduce individual bills and resolutions. Legislative news. House Bill 1118, an act to revise unclaimed property provisions. This bill was recently introduced by Representative Tony Van Huysen to require all operational expenses for unclaimed property to be paid from the General Appropriations in the General Appropriations Act. The SDBA will continue to monitor. Senate Bill 38, an act to amend the amount a merchant or place of business may assess against return checks. This bill was introduced by Senator Michael Roll that allows a merchant or place of business to post a notice stating that a fee will be assessed against return checks. The change to this statute increases the fee from $40 to $60. This bill passed the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee with a 9-0 vote, and subsequently passed out of the Senate 29-0. The House Commerce and Energy Committee passed this measure out of committee with a 12-1 vote and will be heard before the full House of Representatives at a future date. The SDBA will continue to monitor. Senate Bill 58, an act to revise provisions regarding money transmission. This bill had its first reading in the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee and was introduced by the South Dakota Department of Labor and Regulation at the request of the Director of Banking. This is a repeal and replace bill to remove inefficiencies from the process of licensing and supervision of money transmitters. It implements a model law developed between the state and the industry to achieve a higher degree of coordination between states. Banks remain exempt under this model language. The SDBA will continue to monitor. Senate Bill 95, an act to exempt one motor vehicle of a debtor from being taken by the legal process. This bill, recently introduced by Senator Liz Larson, provides an additional carve-out for one motor vehicle, not to exceed $5,000, would be exempt for each debtor. This bill has been assigned to the Senate Judiciary Committee and had its first reading. We are waiting for the committee to calendar it for a hearing. The SDBA will oppose this measure. House Bill 1161, an act to regulate the acceptance of a central bank digital currency. This bill was brought by the SDBA with Representative Mike Stevens as prime sponsor in the House and Senator David Wheeler as prime sponsor in the Senate. This measure is intended to prohibit the state of South Dakota from accepting a central bank digital currency as a form of payment. The genesis of this bill stems from the debate regarding the adoption of the 2022 amendments to the UCC during the 2023 legislative session. This bill has been assigned to the House State Affairs Committee and is currently waiting for the hearing to be scheduled. The SDBA will support this measure. House Bill 1163, an act to amend the provisions of the Uniform Commercial Code. This measure was initiated by the South Dakota Retailers and the South Dakota Chamber, along with support from a number of South Dakota business lobbies, including the SDBA. This bill is to amend the provisions to update the UCC regarding digital assets. Representative Mike Stevens in the House is the prime sponsor, with Senator David Wheeler as prime sponsor in the Senate. This bill has been assigned to the House State Affairs Committee, and we are currently waiting for the hearing to be scheduled. The SDBA will support this measure. This summary concludes week 3 of the 99th legislative session in Pierre. To learn more and remain engaged about the 2024 legislative session, visit the LRC webpage at sdlegislature.gov. The legislature provides live and archived audio of committee hearings, plus Senate and House floor debates. To access both the live audio feed and archive audio files, visit sd.net. For specific calls to action and to effectively send an email to a specific senator or representative, go to https://sdlegislature.gov/legislators/contacts /69 and click on the legislator's email address. Legislators are inundated with emails, so make sure your voice is heard. Not only contact legislators who represent your district and note you're one of their constituents. You can check on that link to find your district number and the names of the legislators from your district. We hope you can join us on February 14 in Pierre for the 2024 South Dakota Bankers State Legislative Day. Go to sdba.com and register today. Thank you all and have a great week.